Well, summer is here and you want to soak in every minute of it. But you can't do that if you're sick and you don't have a plan for enjoyment. So let's get you that plan. I'm Bill Klaproth, your host of Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. And this is episode number 68. My guest today is Marnie Ausler. Marnie is the host of DIY Network's Big Beach Builds, which airs on the DIY Network on Mondays at 9 and 9:30 Eastern. Growing up, Marnie was an athlete. She played competitive softball in college, attended the Naval Academy, has run many marathons, triathlons, and more. And these days, she's busy as an entrepreneur and star of her own hit TV show on the DIY Network, Big Beach Builds. Staying in shape doesn't always fit into Marnie's hectic schedule, but it is always a top priority, especially in the summer months. And she wants it to be yours too. So she is here today with 11 tips for you to stay healthy this summer. Marnie, thank you for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, fantastic. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think one thing people can do to improve their life would be to make a list of everything that you're grateful for. I think that'll be a good reminder when you want to complain.
So
of
true.
Of all the things to be grateful for.
And so easy to do, and it's just a great habit to get into. So that's very good. I thought maybe you'd say buy a beach house.
Yeah, that's definitely something.
I mean, that, right? That's certainly put you in a good mood. All right, so I have to tell our audience this. This is so weird. When we're recording this episode, your show is on right now. In fact, it's a marathon on the DIY Network, Big Beach Build. So it's so weird. I have it on here, so I'm talking to you now, but watching you on the screen. This is, I may have to shut this off. I'm getting confused, but so funny. And such a cool show. And yes, owning a beach house would certainly be a great way to improve your life. All right, Marnie. Well, before we dig into your 11 tips to stay healthy this summer, let us in on your personal life. What brings you joy when you're not saving the world?
Yeah, I'm very close to my family and friends, and I like to exercise. I like to shop. I like to go out to eat, and I like to travel.
Those are all good things. Good things. I love it. All right. Well, I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, Marnie, let's get into this. You are here to share 11 great tips with us today on how to stay healthy this summer, even when you're busy. Summer is here. We love it. And you're the perfect person to talk about this, being that you're a beach lover, obviously. Okay, so tip number one I have is head outside. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's something that's really easy to do, especially on those great weather days, is just go outside. Just go for a walk, go for a run, just clear your head. It's one of my favorite things to do is to be outside.
You know, we do get trapped inside sometimes and we don't force ourselves to go out. But even at lunchtime, if you can just walk outside and get a little bit of fresh air, so good.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is just rejuvenating. I mean, you get that little taste of vitamin D and you can go on your way.
A little taste of vitamin D. I love it. Okay. Number two, you say develop a healthy hobby. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I definitely go to the gym. I have a gym membership at a couple different places, but it's nice to have a hobby that keeps you fit, whether it's, I like to surf, I like to paddleboard, I like anything to do with the water, but whether it's golf, rock climbing, something that is, it's just a hobby of yours that you can constantly improve on. I think that's just a really healthy way to stay fit and stay energetic about life.
And it keeps your mind active, too, and away from work and other pressures.
Absolutely. It kind of just lets you, at the end of the day, just forget about the stresses of life. And for me, anyway, it just gives me a break from that. And it can kind of end the day with something fun.
Absolutely. It's a good way to end the day. Okay, number three, you say break it up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I don't really have a set schedule, and I've never liked too much regimentation. So I break things up. So I like to either, you know, if I don't have a full hour to dedicate to work, I'll do, you know, 15 minutes, or to working out, I'll do 15 minutes here and there all day. I always take stairs. That's something that always helps. So there's definitely ways to break it up if you can't get that full hour in during the work week.
Sure, that's a good idea. You can kind of piecemeal it throughout the day, but as long as it adds up, that's a great way to look at it. Okay, number four, keep it moving. Now, for someone like you, you're running around houses. I see you on TV, and you're pulling down walls and stuff, but what about somebody that's working in a cubicle? Tell us about your tip number four, keep it moving.
Yeah, so if you're working in a cubicle, you can always sit on one of those big, huge rubber balls, but that's definitely good for your core and a good ab workout because you have to sit up straight. Walking instead of taking the elevator, you know, taking the stairs, parking further away so you have to walk further into your office. You know, if you're waiting for your coffee to brew, you could always do 20 push-ups or some squats or some lunges. So kind of always to keep moving and never just standing still, leaning up against the wall, you know, sort of in that just, you know, non-energetic mode. I think keeping it moving definitely keeps your energy levels up.
That's a good idea. And even if you were to do squats, you could do several squats within 30 seconds. It doesn't take a lot of time. Boom, 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 and you're done, and you've kept yourself active and moving.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's good. Tip number five, you say track your steps. What about that?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, there's definitely so many fitness apps out there right now that can track how much you're moving in a given day. And it's nice to be able just to monitor that, you know, to take a look on your iPhone or your Fitbit and say, you know, how much have I moved today? Oh, I've walked 2 miles. You know, I want to walk four and start moving. So it's nice to just sort of track that throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to post all of these tips up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, number six, you say go crazy, not crazy, go crazy. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I find with myself, I have to eat well to stay, to keep my energy level up throughout the day and not overeat at meals. So I eat all day, but I eat small, healthy snacks. I don't eat sugar. I don't eat a lot of sweets during the day because it just makes me so tired. But just the healthy snacks, you know, fruit if you're craving sugar, peanuts if you just need something quick to fill you up. So there's a lot of little things you can do throughout the day so you don't end up eating the big meals at lunch and feeling lethargic the rest of the afternoon.
Healthy snacks throughout the day. That's really cool. And apparently you have an affinity for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, absolutely. And I only do the peanut butter.
So okay.
Peanut butter is my jam. I love peanut butter. So if I do want something sweet, I'll eat a spoonful of peanut butter if I need something before I go. You know, jump in the pool. If I know I'm going to get hungry halfway through my workout, I'll just eat a spoonful of peanut butter and it'll get me where I need to go.
Peanut butter sandwich without the jelly. I love it. So this is a cool tip.
Right.
So to my listener, next time you're watching Big Beach Builds, you can turn to your significant other and say, hey, you know, Marnie there, she wants a day peanut butter sandwich only. And they're going to say, how do you know that? See that? So we're giving you fun little trinkets of information here.
That's right. More it's either for breakfast or for lunch. That's what I have every day.
So cool. All right. Number seven, you say go green. How about that?
Yeah. So greens are, doctors have said it forever that they're, you know, just healthy foods. So whether it's, you know, whatever type of vegetable, you know, spinach, asparagus, I mean, all of anything green, leafy is going to be good for you. So whether you have it in a smoothie form or in, you know, for in your omelet or, you know, a grilled asparagus, you know, with your fish on the grill, like making sure you have greens every day is crucial.
So either way you get it. That's a good point. Whether it's in a smoothie or on your plate, go green. Love it. Okay. Number eight, make it social. How about that?
Yeah. So I like to work out by myself, but it is nice to get the motivation from working out with friends. So just having that group together, if you like to swim, you know, join a master swim where you're swimming with a group for a couple days a week. Or if you want to go surfing, definitely take somebody with you. So it does make it more fun to work out with somebody. That's somebody that can motivate you, and it's just somebody to have fun with.
Right, and even you say like a walk and talk session is good, or join a local co-ed softball team. Great ideas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of times, you know, it's like, should we go have cocktails? And it's like, no, let's just go for a walk. And it's definitely a healthier alternative to going to happy hour. And it does make you feel better at the end.
And if you think about it, there's a lot of ways you can get social and have some fun. All right, number 9, bring 4 extra legs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if you have a pet, it's definitely nice to bring your pet along with you. If you don't have your pet, I'm sure somebody you know has a pet. So if you are bored of your daily walks, you know, walk your dog, walk somebody else's dog. It's just nice to have that companion, whether it's not a person, but it could be, you know, your pet.
So cool. I love that. And number 10, then, have a Mediterranean mindset.
Yeah, so I definitely eat a more of a Mediterranean diet, like lots of vegetables, seafood. I don't care for red meat or poultry, so I like fish and seafood, and it's a healthy alternative to eating, you know, the high saturated fat proteins. So protein is definitely very important. So I get that through seafood or lentils, beans, tofu, and then definitely a lot of vegetables.
So lots of veggies, seafood, and other whole foods. And one of your favorites, salmon and sushi.
Yeah, I love salmon and I love sushi.
That's very good. Okay, number 11, here we go. Indulge and relax. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's definitely important to keep things in moderation. So I love to exercise, but there's so many times where it just doesn't work. And in return, it's just so nice just to relax. So my goal in every week is 5 days a week to get at least an hour of exercise in. And I know 2 of the 7 days, something's going to come up. And when that does come up, enjoy it, relax, knowing you're going to get back to it tomorrow. But take that time for yourself to really enjoy life.
And a lot of times we don't do that. We never set aside time to relax. We're so busy and hectic, we never make that a priority, which is really a shame.
Right. I mean, it's fun to go out with your friends and have a glass of wine and order dessert and just enjoy life. I mean, if not, you would just be, it would be too strict. It wouldn't be any fun. And those workouts really wouldn't mean as much because it's just too strict. It's too much structure.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. 11 tips for staying healthy this summer with my guest today, Marnie Ousler. She is the host of DIY Network's Big Beach Builds, which airs on the DIY Network on Mondays at 9 and 9:30 Eastern. We've got more to go with Marnie, so don't go away. The high five is next. But first, if I could ask a quick favor, after the interview with Marnie, if you could jump over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. By doing that, we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. The High Five with Marnie is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, Marnie Ousler. Marnie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. Okay, so what's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Ooh, my favorite thing to do in the summer is probably have cookouts after like swimming in the ocean.
That's a good day right there. A little swim,
yeah.
A little cookout with friends. Very cool. All right,
absolutely.
Question number 2. Okay, so tell me about Big Beach Builds on the DIY Network. What's your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show is I get to work with my family. So my dad and my brother, I work with them. And then it's really cool to surprise the homeowners. So I surprise them with their house. And that's my favorite part, is to see their reaction at the end.
So that reveal is got to be very satisfying.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's just so, it's so cool to see their faces light up with, with what we were able to do.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, question number three. So what's your favorite summer beach location? You're an expert. Tell us.
Ooh, I like Bethany Beach. That's my favorite beach area. And that's where I live. So nice to live where you love to be.
Right. Very cool. Okay, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
I do. It is by Elizabeth Edwards, and it's a quote my mom sent to me a couple years ago when things were kind of, I mean, it's always up and down when you have your own business, but it says, she stood in the storm, and when the wind did not blow her way, she adjusted her sails.
That's
by
Elizabeth Edwards. Really cool quote, and we're going to put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, last question, question number five. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
It's to stay true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in your career and profession, you had to do that to get to where you're at today.
Absolutely. I mean, I think my company, we pride ourselves on the high level of service we provide to our customers, and just working with integrity and staying creative and just making sure those values that are important to me always come through in the work that we're doing.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us, Marnie. Well, Marnie is the host of DIY Network's Big Beach Builds, which airs on Mondays at 9 and 9:30 Eastern. Thank you again, Marnie. We appreciate it. How can we connect with you?
You can connect with me through my website. It's MarnieHomes.com. It's MarnieHomes.com. And follow me on Instagram, Marnie Ausler, Twitter, and Facebook, all under Marnie Ausler.
Very cool. And we're going to put links to all of those sites on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Marnie, thanks again. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Marnie, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it. And good luck on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So fun talking with Marnie. If you like beaches, if you like homes, it's the perfect show for you. Big Beach Builds. Check it out. I think you'll like it. And thank you so much for listening to Which Way Is Life. And please subscribe to the show. You can subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. And again, if I can ask a favor, please rate and review the show on iTunes. That way we gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to reach more people. Which Way Is Life is produced by radiomd.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at radiomd.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.